This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Most Americans can't afford a $1 million house, not even close. But a new report says in many major cities, seven-figure values are becoming common. The real estate selling and buying site Trulia finds the share of $1 million homes in America nearly doubling since 2012. In San Francisco, nearly 60% of homes are worth $1 million or more. And it's not just a Silly Valley thing. With existing home sales numbers out tomorrow, we asked Marketplace's Mark Garrison to look at what's happening with affordability.
For Trulia chief economist Ralph McLaughlin, the increasing share of million-dollar houses is personal.
It hits very close to home. You know, I grew up in the Bay Area.
Some of this simply reflects overall rising housing prices, pushing more homes into seven-figure territory. But that's not the whole story.
Most construction today is actually in the middle to upper end.
Urban land prices are sky high, which means developers need to build expensive housing to make money, meaning fewer starter homes on the market.
As a result, middle-class buyers and younger buyers are being squeezed out of the purchase market.
Andres Carbacho-Burgos follows housing for Moody's Analytics. Those squeezed out can rent, but that's tricky these days too, says Carol Galante, a former Federal Housing Administration commissioner.
You can look at rent increases, which are just as astronomical.
Renters can't save up to buy. Owners can't afford to trade up. Lots of people are stuck. Unsticking them will take wage growth or more housing, probably both. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.